What's up?
What's Hello. Up?
You guys are terrible.
I'm terrible.
Okay, whatever.
That...
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Thank you guys so much for listening into this episode of The Big Fat Scoop, where we provide you with the biggest, the fattest scoop on all the information that you need to hear. Today is Movie Monday, where we bring you a candid conversation about a movie of some sort. Last week was over the movie Us that came out. Go check out that review if you haven't yet. Today we're talking about Star Wars, the upcoming. So this week the trailer. Shut up. The trailer.
That's it.
All right. Anyways, the trailer this week for episode number 9 was released. If you haven't seen it yet, pause this video, go watch the trailer, and then come back. Pause the podcast, go watch the video, and then come back to this podcast, because we're going to be talking all about the trailer today.
And change your pants.
All about, yeah, because you're gonna crap them.
Yeah.
It's a good trailer. I hope the movie's half as good as the trailer looks. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Bo, what was your first reaction to the trailer, and what do you think, what's your first reaction to this movie?
So the first reaction I had was, I didn't know the trailer had come out yet, and I went on my Instagram to check my feed, and the first post I see is Star Wars, the official Star Wars account, had posted the new poster and the title, and it said Rise of Skywalker, and I flipped my lid. I was thinking, Rey's going to be a Skywalker, I'm thinking all these things, I haven't even seen the trailer yet, okay? So then I pull up the trailer, I already even texted you about the trailer before I watched it. So I pull up the trailer, I watch it, I love the trailer. So there's so many things I loved about it. When Luke's talking, he's saying, we've taught you all we know.
Which isn't true.
They have the Rey has the journals.
She does.
And so, in my opinion, I think that the movie is going to set up that Luke's Force Ghost and that Yoda's Force Ghost. If they don't show any of it, but since Last Jedi, I think this movie will follow up that Luke's and Yoda's Force Ghost have been training Leia Rey this entire time.
So you think there's gonna be like
a jump. I think there's going to be a jump, first of all, kind of like there was between Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi with Luke. Because remember in Empire Strikes Back, Luke fights Darth Vader. He's like nowhere near as trained as he or powerful as he is in Return of the Jedi. Mm. I think it's going to be one of those things. So I think that Rey's going to come back more powerful than she was in Last Jedi. I think she's going to have training that we're not going to see. And she's going to have been reading those journals. And then what else I got from the trailer was, when he said, we have taught you everything we know, I think not only are you going to see Luke's Force Ghost and Yoda's Force Ghost, I think that even just for dramatic effect, they'll put in Obi-Wan Kenobi's Force Ghost.
What about?
That is my hope. Can I finish what I was going to say about the trailer real quick?
What about Mace Windu? Can we get Mace Windu?
Mace Windu is not coming back. I'm sorry. I don't think Mace Windu will come back.
No.
Because
Qui-Gon Jinn? Oh, yeah. That's
a must. No, well, Qui-Gon Jinn didn't finish his training to become a Force Ghost.
Oh, okay.
In the Star Wars Clone Wars series, which is canon, or supposedly canon, he did not finish his training. Mm. And he actually helped Yoda become a Force Ghost.
Okay.
So... And that's why at the end of episode 3, you see Yoda tell Obi-Wan, training from his old master, Qui-Gon Jinn, that he had Obi-Wan begin to learn. That's why he's a Force Ghost, too.
Hmm.
So anyway, getting back to the trailer. The next thing I kind of freaked out about Kylo Ren's helmet.
Yeah, that was
because
really...
It kind of like in the first one, he destroyed it in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the first one, he destroys the helmet. I think that kind of shows a conflict of like him being good and bad. And then it still remains broken in the second, in The Last Jedi. And then he doesn't fix it. So I think he still has that struggle of being either good or bad. And I think in this one, we're going to see him be completely dark. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be not the darkest character in it, which I'll get to at the end when I finish. I don't think he'll be the most evil character in it. But then I just think that we'll see a much darker version of him. Hopefully the actor does a really good job portraying that kind of dark side in him. And then
Big Nose Driver. Yeah.
The next thing is I don't know if you guys noticed it, but to me that wreckage, that Rey and that Finn—that's this Death Star.
Oh yeah,
and I think that's on Endor because there is a reason. I think there's gonna be some reason in the movie that they have to go find something, either on the Death Star or involving Emperor Palpatine, because of how close connected the laugh at the end of the trailer and the scene where they show the wreckage of the Death Star. The Death Star, like, in accordance. Mm-hmm. Because I think if he comes back, I don't think he's alive. I think it would make sense if he was alive, because then he could explain Snoke and that he was just pulling strings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because, in my opinion, if...
Snoke was a terrible villain.
Snoke was a terrible villain, you,
as
him...
As a viewer, you never thought that Snoke was actually, like, the bad
mm-hmm.
guy.
Make a lot more sense if somebody was pulling the strings and just controlling Snoke.
Yeah.
You know, like... Snoke was controlling Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. Emperor Palpatine could have been controlling Snoke. But now that Snoke's out of the picture, Emperor Palpatine would... And Luke's dead. That's another thing, is that somebody said to me, well, why hasn't Emperor Palpatine made a bigger impact if he was dead? If he wasn't dead? I said to them, well, Luke was around. Mm-hmm. If Luke would have known Emperor Palpatine was alive, he would have been hunting him down. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have been training new Jedi. And I think Emperor Palpatine... I think the only reason that Luke didn't kill Emperor Palpatine was because of Darth Vader. Mm. And he was trying to get Darth Vader to help him. Mm. But I think if Darth Vader wouldn't have been around, Emperor Palpatine would have been killed by Luke. But anyway, I think... But yeah, overall, the trailer... Love the trailer. I said the same thing with The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi trailer, when it first came out, was amazing. Same with The Force Awakens. I love The Force Awakens. Last Jedi was a big disappointment. To me, anyway, Mark Hamill's character of Luke Skywalker was not fulfilled. His story arc wasn't fulfilled. Even Mark Hamill thinks that. I'm sorry. I've been the only one talking this entire time. I'll let you guys kick an opinion. I'm sorry. Star Wars has just... It's a big part of my life.
Sorry. A tear slowly rolls down his face. It's just changed my life, man. No, my first thoughts of the trailer were, I think the title is extremely significant, Rise of the Skywalker, and that leads me to wonder, were we lied to about Rey? You know, in The Last Jedi, we find out that her identity is, that she's apparently a nobody, you know, I don't know. I think that Kylo Ren... was lying to her. I really do. And I think that we're going to find out that she has some sort of Skywalker blood in her. Maybe not directly from Luke, because you never really got that vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like they would have played on that more whenever he was alive, if that were the case. But I don't know. I think maybe in some way, shape, or form, you might find that she's got Skywalker blood in her. Or, you know, there's that line... Luke Skywalker's talking in the trailer, and he says, nobody's ever truly gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it might be this kind of idea of, okay, Luke's gone, but his spirit, if you will, his Force ghost, goes on. And so you're talking about how his story, his character arc never got fulfilled. Well, maybe there is a kind of a rising of him through his Force ghost, which I don't really see any kind of substance and a theory like that, but it could happen, you know. I don't know, we'll see. I think you're right. I think we will have interaction with past Jedi, because I think that, you know, Rey, it says in there, talks about how 1,000 years or whatever,
1,000 generations,
yeah,
living,
yeah. And so there's definitely going to be some interaction there, but I think at the end of the day there's going to be a kind of a passing of the torch and a moment where Rey will have to go on her own. Second thing I thought of was how we see at the end of Force Awakens that there are other Force capable children in the universe, you know?
Yes.
We see how that one young kid is just able to grab the broom with the Force, you know, and he doesn't really know how to control it. So I think that we will see Rey almost kind of redeeming what Luke Skywalker lost in the Jedi Academy, mm-hmm. and so I think she's going to raise up a generation. Anyway, she's going to raise up a generation of Jedi, you know, and to kind of do what Luke couldn't do, to be the better Skywalker, so to speak. I've thought from the beginning that Rey is too powerful to be nobody. I think that she's got some kind of royal blood in her, so to speak, and I think that that will show. Last thing, well, I mean, you kind of hit on everything I had texted you about and said that I thought was significant. I do think it's very significant, speaking back to what you said about Kylo Ren, that he's kind of welding his helmet back together, simply because I think that here's my character assessment of Kylo Ren. He's a baby.
Yeah.
He is a little girl. he's not a good villain.
Yeah.
He's, if anything, true. His character is like really, just like when the going gets tough, you're just like, yeah, he's going to fold under pressure. You know, he's not going to be able to do it. But I think that moment is significant because if you could read into it, it's almost as if the deep hatred that he has within him is going to build up into kind of a new awakening of his personality. You know what I mean? Into a deeper villain. You know, I don't ever see him being more evil than Darth Vader. But kind of that kind of path he'll begin to walk on. And then I did have some questions, because I do agree that Emperor Palpatine will be in Episode 9 in some way, shape, or form. But how that's going to go down, if you have an ascending villain in Kylo Ren and then you have a reappearing villain in Palpatine, how that relationship's going to work together. Because what we saw in The Last Jedi was that when Snoke was trying to retain most of the power and Kylo Ren was trying to be powerful, it conflicted, ended up in Snoke's death. So how are these two villains going to interact with one another within the storyline? I don't know. Maybe Palpatine is just going to strike him down with force lightning and then kind of, you know, assert his dominance, and Kylo Ren will follow suit. But if the welding of the helmet tells us anything, I think that we see that Kylo Ren's evilness is ascending and he will become the next big villain in Star Wars universe.
I do believe that Palpatine will have a big role in the movie, only because his laugh is in the first trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see them putting his laugh in like one of the last trailers or something like that. Yeah, if he was like cameo. Just like,
yeah.
Yeah, like a cameo, like if he came as like a dark spirited force ghost or something that was trying to tempt Rey to be on the dark side or something like that.
But they really want to make it clear that he's going to be a major issue in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially since at the Star Wars Celebration Day, the guy who played Emperor Palpatine in the prequels was there.
Well, the fact that he's even there is super significant. And the fact, under the Disney umbrella of movies, the Star Wars universe is completely different than the Marvel universe, because what they put in their trailers is usually
pretty
indicative of what's going to happen in the movie. And so they aren't playing with us, you know. they wouldn't start now, since they've been pretty trustworthy so far. You know, one thing I just thought of, I think it's really interesting that I really like this direction, and this was one of my critiques of the early episode 7 and 8, was that you didn't really, like, I don't know, there's kind of this inner struggle between good and evil, and what makes a good action movie is the dichotomy of good versus evil, you know, the good guys versus the bad guys. And in The Force Awakens, you do have that. Last Jedi, the lines are really blurred, and it's almost like this kind of inner struggle where Rey is the good girl, but she is feeling a pull from the dark side. Kylo Ren is the bad guy, but he's feeling an inner pull to be good, a moral character. But what I would love to see those lines completely unblurred. I would love to see them take sides and go at this thing, because I think that when any superhero or action or fighting universe movie, whatever, whenever there's a definitive good character and a definitive bad character, that makes for a good movie, and it makes for a good kind of a good overall story arc, a good overall fight, especially since this is Star Wars. I think that you've got to have a fight of some sort, and without a good villain, we won't have that. So I think it's good that they're kind of polarizing sides.
Especially with a villain that has a convincing point, too. Yeah. You know? You see someone like Thanos, who kind of would make you side with him if you're a little bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the best part of the trailer was obviously Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, man. How could I miss Lando?
Dude, hey, listen, for 2 seconds. Was,
oh, my goodness.
For 2 seconds, for 2 seconds, when I first saw him, I thought they had hired Neil deGrasse Tyson to play Calrissian for 2 seconds. Then my eyes adjusted. And
that'd
be actually
a good recast. If they were trying to get someone.
I was like, yes. And then I realized it wasn't him. It was just older version of Lando Calrissian from the
how it should be.
Yes. Yeah. And it's awesome. I'm glad they did. Awesome. It's awesome. And the Millennium Falcon lives on. I mean, listen.
Always.
As long as there are Star Wars movies, the Millennium Falcon will exist. I think that can be said at this point.
Do you guys remember, I don't know where you were, I don't know, I didn't see The Force Awakens opening night with you. I saw it with my dad, but I'm sure the crowd's reaction was the same, but whenever we went to go see opening night, whenever the Millennium Falcon was appeared on screen, everybody started clapping, everybody was cheering. That was a really cool moment. It was. I really loved that.
Well,
a
it's
lot.
So iconic, you know, and that's what Star
Steve
Wars
Rogers
is, you know,
in Infinity War.
Oh yeah,
but at the same time, like, I think Star Wars is so much. This might be blasphemous to say, but the Star Wars universe is so much better than the Marvel Cinematic Universe in that regard. Is that it's iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah, because
it
started
a long time ago. This is stretching generations. You know what I mean? There's a guy I work with. Shout out to you, Todd, if you're listening to this. I told him about our podcast. But he's 47 years old or something like that. And he remembers when the first Star Wars was released.
Oh, yeah.
And he still watches them today. Still listens to podcasts about Star Wars today. That's crazy on how the Star Wars universe has been able to connect generations,
right?
Because it's so iconic, and the Millennium Falcon is so telling of that. You know what I mean? The fact that everybody's just like, you know, if you went to Kauffman Stadium for a Royals game and you put the Millennium Falcon up on the scoreboard, everybody in that stadium would know what shit that is. You know, because it's so iconic, it's so just such a big figure in pop culture.
I mean, it would be the same if we were in our 40s. And we were in the theaters with our kids and a new Marvel movie, and then you saw an old Tony Stark show up. Everybody would be like, you freaking out.
Yeah, that's what it will be, you know?
Right.
But,
so that's what
right
it
now
be.
That's what Star Wars is, and
which is really cool.
Which is why, man, I mean, kind of continuing along this theme of iconic figures in Star Wars, that's why I thought. I was disappointed in Last Jedi and how they did Luke's character. That's why I hope that he continues in this movie, because I think the character needs done more justice. I think that they did good justice to Han Solo before he was sent off. And especially with, you know, not necessarily Harrison Ford's rendition of Harrison Ford's rendition of Han Solo, but the movie Solo, I think that did also good justice to his character. So those kind of iconic characters are forever living in Star Wars lore, and they're going to continue to be in there. I think that they've done a really good job of tapping on that nostalgia, but at the same time, I think they're doing a good job of transitioning forward.
And we also have The Mandalorian coming out.
The TV series.
So that will be interesting for other Star Wars news.
Yeah. So one thing also.
Another season of Star Wars Clone Wars on Disney Plus.
See, I don't watch any of that stuff.
You should. You really should.
Listen, I'll be honest.
You really should, because it is very cool and interesting. And when stuff like that, and when you watch stuff like that, and then you see Easter eggs, or not Easter eggs, but say a cameo or something like that in the movies.
It'll make a lot more sense.
A lot more sense. So.
I believe in. I haven't got into those shows Star Wars, but I am a firm believer of keeping up with Daredevil and Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Yeah, all the
Punisher. Although they're canceled and they will 99% most likely never show up in the MCU.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this right now. But Marvel is going to make a show about Daredevil another movie about Daredevil. I think so.
I hope so. I really hope so. But they are making a show about. Well, I want to hear your theory, and then I'll get on to the.
Well.
News.
Whatever. This episode about Star Wars, but anyways.
We always talk about Marvel anyways. So
yeah,
in some
it's movie
form.
Monday.
Anyways,
it's
yeah.
Movie
okay,
Monday.
So
they want to hear.
There was
what,
an
inter-
there was
a,
the TV shows on Marvel got canceled. You know,
yes.
And there was an interview done. I don't know. It was some higher up from Marvel, not Kevin Feige, maybe Kevin Feige. I don't know. Anyways. And they said, you know, do you have any plans for these characters moving forward? And he said, the only one as of right now that we still have plans for is Daredevil.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
So whatever that means, that means he gets his own. I would love to see him get his own TV show, like on like, you know, actual TV, you know, like channel, like a TNT show or something like that would be awesome. Because personally, I love Daredevil. I mean, he's got the fighting skill of Captain America. He doesn't have the juice in his blood like Captain America does, but you know.
Right.
He's got that fighting skill, and he's blind. You know,
it would be an epic movie though without Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So, but I think it would be a great addition to the MCU. Yeah. But they also are adding Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
yep. And then they have the
WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool.
And then they just announced recently that they're planning on doing a Hawkeye TV series as well.
Yes.
Nice.
So
big news.
I don't know how that will connect.
Yeah, I don't know how that connects Star Wars.
Or the timeline. Not connect to Star Wars, but I don't know how the timeline will match with
that.
Does
that mean they won't die?
Well, yeah. Well, or if it's a prequel of
prequel.
Missions and stuff.
Yeah. Could be either one.
Exactly.
But.
Well.
I will say, though, it's just, I'm very excited for Star Wars, so, but this is, I believe, going to be the capping off for a while.
Yeah, so I believe J.J. Abrams said that this is the end of the Skywalker saga.
Right.
So a common theme with all 9 Star Wars movies from the prequels, from the first prequel to the to this one, is that they all involve Skywalker in some way.
Yeah.
And
now we're
even,
getting a whole new life.
And even the ones that are that are Star Wars stories, like you see Darth Vader and you see Leia in Rogue One. I guess in Solo you don't have a mention of Skywalker, I guess.
But it's a bridge.
But it's a bridge,
right.
You know. But yeah, so I think this is like the end of the Star Wars saga, but this isn't the end of Star Wars. Like
no.
They're obviously going to do more movies eventually, branching off from that. I believe that they will eventually do a Kenobi movie. I think if they do a Kenobi movie, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And J.J.
Like
Abrams,
if
you're listening, please do one. Like a prequel.
Well, it wasn't in the works, but it got canceled.
It was in the works, and it got canceled for some reason. I don't know. They need to do it. That's the bottom line.
Ewan McGregor?
Was that
because of you?
No, he wanted to do it. He said he would want to do it.
Except he got too busy with Winnie the Pooh, all right?
Winnie the Pooh, yeah. No, Christopher Robin. It's called Christopher Robin.
Listen, that was amazing.
Christopher Robin. Anyway, yeah, that was a good movie.
If you want to watch a tearjerker.
Yeah, Christopher Robin is the one to watch. But yeah, so it's the end of a 9-movie saga that involves Skywalker. That's another reason why people believe that it's called Rise of Skywalker, not like referring to Rey, but maybe like referring to Leia, that she might die in this movie, and then that will be the end of Skywalkers.
All right, we gotta talk about that for 2 seconds. Leia, she should have died in Last Jedi. That was one of my biggest beefs.
I mean,
she should have died. Carrie Fisher is dead. Rest in peace. God rest her soul. But she dead. And so Leia,
why
the character, like, you know, CGI has come a long way.
Is she CGI, or did she already film this one?
Supposedly most of the scenes, or...
I think she already filmed this one.
No, she had filmed the last one. These scenes are scenes, supposedly, are scenes from deleted scenes from the other movies. Or something like that. Or not deleted scenes, but scenes...
Man, hopefully they don't screw that up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
You can definitely go left on that.
Oh, yeah. Like, because it could not make sense at all with the story.
You could throw your whole movie off by adding just stupid Leia scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
which I think if they do have Leia in it, I think the scene in the trailer is the only scene you're going to see her in.
Which is all right.
Which is all right. And then I think she's going to, a CGI version of her is going to die.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. I would.
Not even I see believe. Her face. I would be I think okay she'll with that. Die in a ship as... explosion, like kind of like how they should have. Like how they hinted at in the last
in
one.
In the trailer. And yeah. Saw, yeah.
Well, they had the explosion in the last one, and you. Let's go ahead and say this now. Listen. Dawson hasn't seen Last Jedi because he doesn't want to be disappointed. Yeah. But in Last Jedi, the ship explodes and she's out in space and she uses the Force to get into a different ship.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty cool moment. Well, but she
uses the Force?
Oh, kind of, but it's almost like the Force, like...
No, her. See her hand. You see her hand reach towards the ship, and she pulls like herself towards the ship.
She's like unconscious.
She's in the vacuum of space. Of course, she's trying to use her last will to get to
the
ship.
Podcast on pause. I'm watching the movie.
Yes, she is using. Yes, she's using the Force, but it's almost as if the Force is also mutually drawing her.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it feels like. It's almost like the universe wants to keep her alive. You know,
yeah.
And so. J.J. Abrams wants to keep her alive. So, I don't know. So, I think...
J.J. Abrams didn't do Last Jedi.
No, yeah, it was...
it was somebody he
yeah,
suggested.
It was his understudy or whatever, wasn't it?
Which is why it was bad.
Anyways.
But, yeah, people were saying...
J.J. Abrams, he got it going on. But
I can't remember
anyways,
who it was.
What I'm trying to say
don't
is...
Want to.
I don't know how she's going to die, but she's got to, you know? I mean, that's pretty much like, you can 100% check that off. If they don't, then that would be just like, what are you doing at this point, you know? But I think that she will, especially if it's the end of the Skywalker saga.
Listen.
Well, okay, time out. Did he really, if he said that's the end of Skywalker saga, then Rey can't be a Skywalker, because then she's going to
well,
carry
yeah.
on the
Or
name,
she could be,
you know?
And she just won't. She could be, and they could just leave the hype to die.
I don't know. Maybe she is nobody. Maybe I was wrong.
It's Finn.
I don't know.
It's Finn.
Finn is
Skywalker.
Skywalker.
No, but really, like, that's one of the things he said was because it's been, the 9 movies have been surrounded by the name Skywalker.
Yeah.
And how with the 3 characters, yeah. No, with these 3 characters is what it is they're building their own. You know, yeah. the end of these 3 films, they're building their own story instead of the saga of Skywalker.
Yeah. So. Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Christmas isn't that far away. I mean, it's not that far away. So I think it'll be good. And like, okay, like I love Star Wars, don't get me wrong. But my anticipation for it is not as deep as my anticipation was for Avengers Endgame
obviously.
Coming
out. I know.
Yes.
I was on Instagram when I first saw the trailer, and I'm not even kidding. I'm scrolling and I see the Star Wars trailer. And right under that, I scrolled far enough to see the Avengers account post a 3 weeks or 2 weeks countdown trailer on Instagram also. Watch the Star Wars trailer, and the whole time I'm just thinking about watching that ad for Endgame because that's how hyped up it is. And honestly, I believe the trailer for the Rise of Skywalker probably would have been a lot bigger if Endgame wasn't a thing.
Well, if they would have released on, if they would have been bigger, if they would have released it after Endgame had already come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
because they released that quite a few months.
Yeah.
Before
I mean,
it's
well, because just think about how close the trailer for
Endgame
and
February,
the movie,
right?
Yeah.
First one was in February.
Like Infinity or I think the I can't remember what movie it was. Oh, Age of Ultron. Listen. Real quick on that, like, because...
That was the first trailer that I freaked out about.
Well, yeah, the trailer was huge, but they marketed and showed so many clips of that movie before the movie. I felt like I watched half of the movie before.
True.
And so it's really different for them. And Infinity War, they released a trailer far apart, but they didn't do a lot of clips at all. But because they wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Endgame, we've hardly seen anything, but the hype is more hyper than ever.
We have seen like only extensions of what we've already seen.
So
like barely extensions.
Yeah,
basically.
I think they should have released a trailer after Endgame was out because everybody's not looking forward to anything huge at the moment, and then they have something else to look forward to. But my mind's definitely still on Endgame. But
yeah, I don't know. Star Wars is awesome, but it's like, you know, it's like comparing like, what's it like? It's like, you know, you could
John
go,
Williams.
You know,
John Williams is the man.
You could go and get like Panda Express Or you could go get some nice...
Chinex.
Just as Chinex good. Is way better than
Actually, I know. Why do people cheaper. Hate on Chinex? I love Chinex.
Listen.
Only at St. Joe people will get this.
Go
joke, but...
eat Chinex.
Yeah. if you show up St. Joseph, Missouri, East Hills Mall, go in. It's going to be the only place people are at. Chinex.
I actually don't recommend you even coming to St. Joe, but if for some reason you have to stop by, we'll take you to Chinex.
Yeah, the only reason to come to St. Joe's is right. Chinex.
Yeah, no other reason.
We don't have anything cool. Just go to the next town.
Nah, this is going down. That's okay. Anyways, we're going to head out.
People are going to hate us.
Okay, we're going to head out of here, guys. We hope you have a great week. If you like this episode, shut up. If you like this episode, share it with your friends. Go ahead and, share it.
Subscribe.
No, we don't have a YouTube channel yet,
yeah.
So you can't subscribe, but we will.
Oh, well, you should really post something on the social media account.
I know, I need to.
Hey, keep your eyes.
Right, bye.
Listen. Bye.
See ya.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Big Fat Scoop. We want to connect with you. As a listener, we want to be able to interact with you, and so we want to invite you. Go follow us on social media. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Big Fat Scoop. I repeat, at Big Fat Scoop. There's no the before it, at Big Fat Scoop. Follow us, interact with us there, get the latest news on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Peace.